But it's time now for Amen Corner. And this week I've been to visit the Church of St Nicholas, high up on the Marlborough Downs in the village of Baden. Now, the team rector is the Reverend Simon Weedham, who told me that the church is actually one of the highest points in Wiltshire.
Well, it's certainly supposed to be. The church, the village and the church are some 760 feet above sea level.
Gosh.
So, yes.
Get a good view from here, then.
We do. We have a fabulous view, as you'll have noticed when you arrived.
And strong winds as well, I would have thought.
Yes, well, Tony will vouch for that, yes.
Tony is a former church warden and somebody who's worshipped here for 25 years or so. We'll chat with Tony in a moment or so. But first, I must ask, St Nicholas.
Yes.
Who was St Nicholas?
Well, St Nicholas, most people would associate him with Christmas, of course, and it's not really known quite when we adopted St Nicholas in this country, but St Nicholas is very big in the Netherlands, actually.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. And what's a Christmas service like here at St Nicholas?
Oh, a Christmas service here would be wonderful, because normally it will have involved the children from the school next door beforehand, so there'll be lots of things which they've made around. And this is the most beautiful little space for worship. You don't need many people for this church to feel really full.
Yeah. You mentioned the school next door. It's a Church of England school, Baden Church of England school. How closely do you work with the school?
We work very closely. We do weekly assemblies. We have an open the book team that goes in once a week as well from the local churches. And all the key services either take place with the school, either take place in the church, or we go over to the school.
I always look for something unusual when I come to all the different churches I get to visit for the Amen Corner feature. This, I think, is unusual. You have a beautiful stone font. That's not unusual, but the location of it, right slap bang in the centre of the church. That is unusual, isn't it?
It is. It's would have been really that sense of being in the crossing point of the church. And because the main door is in the middle of the church, along the main aisle, it means that you come in to the main part of the church, and there's the font right at the heart of the church as you come in.
There's a verse on the wall here, on the stone pillar, from St John. Would you read it for us?
Yes, of course. It's from St John chapter 3 and verse 5, and it says, "Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God." Which is a lovely introduction as you walk in, and there is the font right next to the verse.
Simon, you mentioned earlier Tony Topp, who's a church warden here and has worshipped here for the past 25 years or so. Tony, nice to see you. It was your wife Pauline who invited me to be here today.
It was, that's right.
Please thank her for me. It's lovely to be here and see St Nicholas's Church for myself. You've been coming here for 25 years,
yes.
So you know a fair bit about the history of the building. Do we know why this was chosen as a site for worship?
Well, as Simon said, we're the highest point in Wiltshire, and we're actually on Ermine Street. So
Roman Road,
yeah. So there's been a church here since 1100 and something, 900 years, since the Norman days.
And you've been coming here yourself for a quarter of a century.
Yes, I've lived in the village 35 years, and I've been coming here about 25.
So what does this church mean to you?
Well, it's just so peaceful. You know, you come in. I'm still a key holder, so I lock the church up every evening. And when I work locally, so when I come in, you know, and lock up, it's nice to just sit here for a couple of minutes and just take stock of the day. And you know, so people who've come in, they just say it's nice and peaceful. And on a hot day, it's lovely and cool here as well.
Nice to press pause for a while, then.
Yes, it is. Yeah, lovely.
Yeah. There is somebody very special who, Simon, you said, I've got to introduce you to Dorothy. Tell me about Dorothy.
Well, Dorothy's probably worshipped in this church longer than anybody else, I would imagine. But her real claim to fame is that for 75 years, she's played the organ here until she retired last year.
75 years. So she's got a story or two to tell.
She has, and I hope she'll share some with you when we go and visit her.
And here she is, Dorothy Newman. How very, very nice to meet you.
Pleased to meet you.
They've been telling me all about you and how long you played the organ for at St Nicholas's Church. How old were you when you started?
Well, I don't know the exact age, but I was still at school. And the reason I started playing the organ was I was always been in the church, was in the choir, such as it was. And we had a resident vicar then. And his wife was organist, and she said to me she would teach me to play the organ if I would play the organ for Sunday school. That's how it all started.
But were you musical? You must have been musical to begin with.
No, well, it never entered my head. You know, I'd never had any craving to do it.
So when did you realise that you were quite good at this?
Well, I was only what I call an amateur village organist.
That church, I get the sense that church means an awful lot to you.
Oh, yes, yes.
And Dorothy, I'm assuming you probably got married at St Nicholas's, did you?
Yes.
What year was that?
1956, December the 8th, 1956.
And what do you remember of that day at that lovely church?
Well, it was just a simple, ordinary family affair. You know, it wasn't all elaborate like it is today. Just a plain, straightforward marriage service.
And you know what I've got to ask you then, of course? Who played the organ? If you were standing at the altar getting married, who played the organ?
The other man, Mr. Brian Pressey.
And did he play it well for you?
As far as I know.
It's lovely to meet you. Thank you for talking to me. I'm going to finish with Simon. Simon, if I may. Service today at St Nicholas?
At 9:30, yes.
And what kind of worship is it? Well, describe the service for me.
Well, the service will be fairly plain and simple. Lots of good singing, very good singers at Baden. So we perhaps have somewhere around 20, 25 people there. But you can be sure that the singing will be good.
And everybody's welcome.
Indeed, everybody is welcome.
The Reverend Simon Wheaton at St Nicholas's Church, high up there on the Marlborough Downs in the village of Baden. Well worth a visit if you're passing by any time.